joy everywhere. Connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. We are Kelly Mill.
Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Heidi.
Welcome to this week's Kelly Mill Cultcast.
Mindset Mosaic.
Crafting your path to greatness.
Well, it's time again for our Mindset Mosaic.
Hey, what's our focus?
Yeah, so this week's focus is creating a legacy.
Oh, yeah.
And I love it. You know, the only thing of significance that we leave behind, I know this is deep.
Yeah, it is.
But it's our impact that we've had on others and what we leave behind in the world.
Oh, totally. You know, and to leave a legacy, you first have to find your passion, Heidi, and orient your life around the legacy you want to leave. Make your life transcend you, speaking of deep thinking.
No doubt. I love it. So, you know, creating a legacy within the Seven Mindsets framework is, instilling beliefs and values that focus on leaving a contribution to the world.
That's exactly
making
right.
Making your mark on this world.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know, helping kids develop the legacy mindset, it involves guiding them through experiences and conversations that, you know, foster growth, purpose for themselves, and just a sense of contribution.
So, you know, our adults around can support children in this process by leading through example.
That's exactly right. Modeling.
Uh-huh. Yes. Showing kindness, integrity, perseverance. And like you said, I think finding your passion is, you know, really important to leaving your mark.
Oh, it is. Yeah. You know, the power of creating a positive change is just by incorporating these strategies. And all the interactions that you would have with children, adults can have, can help them.
And even though they're, you know, still kids, we can still instill in them to become a purpose-driven individual.
Exactly. You know, empowering children to become that purpose-driven individual makes a lasting impact on the world, Heidi.
It's so beautiful. I feel like we need like the sound of butterflies or something right now.
Some birds
chirping. That was
beautiful.
I'm feeling motivated and inspired.
Me too.
Be the light. Be the good. Good. We are Kelly Mill, home of the Colts.
It's coming up, Teacher Appreciation Week.
You know, we really do have amazing parents and the best PTO.
I know, they spoil us for sure
That's it.
And you know, I'm loving the theme that we have for this Teacher Appreciation Week.
Oh yeah, tell us what it is.
Yeah, so it's been like a throwback 90s.
God, have
you seen the doors?
So fun. Uh-huh.
All the doors.
I see some 80s too, because of course I want to channel back there anyway. So
yes. Uh-huh. But I think, you know, one of the things I read their theme was, you know, that movie Clueless.
Yeah.
Where she's like, as if. Uh-huh. And I think that the theme is, as if this place could function without you.
That's exactly right.
Which
it's so
we
cute.
Definitely couldn't
That's
without
right.
the teachers or the PTO. But I will say that, you know, this Teacher Appreciation Week always has teachers floating on cloud nine.
Yes.
It's like the greatest week
ever.
It
is the greatest week. And, you know, everybody needs to feel appreciated. So it's wonderful.
Have you seen any of the doors that have some of the teachers' high school senior portraits?
Oh, my gosh,
I guess
so
they
fun.
Must be some of our 90s babies.
Yeah.
But, like,
uh-huh.
there are literally the high school portraits on there.
Our
it's
volunteers
precious.
Really knocked it out of the park with those door decorations. Those so cute.
Some of them even play music and light up. Mr.
Stop.
Westbrook's is playing like some grunge music.
I've got to get
Mrs.
down there and check it out.
Mrs. Fulkerson's lights up. I mean,
it's so fun.
Spectacular.
Do you know how Teacher Appreciation began?
I don't. Uh-huh. I can kind of like guess a few things, but I bet you did a little studying
on
this.
I did a little researching.
Okay.
And in 1953, Eleanor Roosevelt, what didn't she do?
Yes.
Persuaded Congress to proclaim a National Teacher's Day. So that laid the groundwork for what we know today as Teacher Appreciation Week.
We just want a whole week. A day
is not enough for
these amazing teachers.
That's the truth.
So let's hear from some of our cults and why they think their teachers should be celebrated and appreciated.
My name's Kaylee, and we should celebrate teachers because they teach us new stuff, and they be nice to us.
My name is Natalie. We should celebrate Teachers Day because they help us go in grades. Like first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, and fifth grade.
My name is Graham, and I think we should celebrate teachers because they teach us phonics and everything we know.
My name is Michael, and I think we should celebrate teachers because they might help me what I learn in the future and right now.
Hi, my name is Mia, and I think we should be nice to teachers because they help us do math and social studies and write.
Hi, my name is Finley. I think we should celebrate Teachers Appreciate Day because they push us to our best and they help us with math and spelling and stuff.
Hi, my name is Jacob. I think we should have Teachers Appreciate Week because it helps us get excellent work done and it can help us do more stuff with teachers.
Hi, my name is Harper. And we should celebrate teachers because they help us get to where we need to get. And if we didn't have teachers, we would have a dark future ahead of us.
Hi, I'm Livia Cosentino, and I think we should appreciate teachers because they're just wonderful people. They help us with questions on tests, and they're just very nice. And they have a kind heart. I think this because I've had many experiences that teachers helped me, and a lot of my teachers have helped me in the past, and they're just so amazing.
My name's Aradha, and I think we should celebrate teachers because the teachers in this school are awesome. They teach us so many things, and we learn so much from them.
My name's Hattie, and I think we should celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week because teachers are like the main part of our school, and they make the whole learning part come together, and they make everything fun for us.
My name's Ella, and I think we should celebrate Teacher Appreciation Week because they're amazing, and they teach us so many wonderful things.
Right out of the mouth of babes. They're spot on, Lisa.
Pass me those tissues.
I know. Aren't they so cute?
That is
and
the
you know,
sweetest.
Those were representatives like across the building. Yes. You could hear them as they got older.
I know.
How they could express themselves versus our youngest Colts.
Right. There's precious. Just nothing like that. Nothing.
Backstage Pass. Here we go. Behind the scenes. All aglow. Secrets shared. Stories flow. Join us now. Enjoy the show. Backstage Pass. Here we go. Behind the scenes. All aglow. Secrets shared. Stories flow. Join us now. Enjoy the show. Yeah!
Okay, Heidi, our Backstage Pass. We got to talk about the amazing fun run, first of all, and what that enabled us to do here at Kelly Mill.
I know. Because of that, we were able to purchase Chromebooks and begin our one-to-one Chromebook initiative.
That's so amazing. That means that each student in grades 2 through 5 will be assigned their own Chromebook while they're at school.
That's amazing.
It really is.
You know, listeners, as a result, we will no longer need those home communication devices that they bring to school.
Yeah.
If they do, you know, if you happen to send one with your child, they'll just be powered down and kept in a safe place.
Right.
So starting after spring break, we'll be implementing our new technology expectations.
That's right. And this will include the smart or communication watches, cell phones, iPads, tablets, laptops, you know, any other device.
Yeah. And if you are a student in kindergarten and first grade, you will still need to bring some technology when you've been asked by your teacher.
Right.
Until we reach that one-to-one for these grades. And I think that's right around the corner.
That'll be coming for sure. So. We got to thank our parents so much because it was through their support with through our Boosterthon fun run that enabled us to do this. It's just, it's
pretty
incredible.
Amazing.
Wait, did you hear that?
I think so.
You've got mail.
Okay, so it sounds like we've got a question this week.
Let's see. What is it?
Yes, we got a question from a second grade parent. Her name is Melissa. And you guys kind of answered this already, but the question was, can my student bring a watch to school?
Okay, that's... And I'm guessing we're not just talking about the old analog... sweeping hands kind of watch.
I mean,
here.
They could be asking that question.
Yeah.
So
right.
Our answer for all of our parents who are listening is if they have a watch that is not, doesn't have the ability to communicate out or receive messages or get something that's going to distract them playing games and whatnot, we do ask you, you know, if they bring it and you have to communicate with you on the bus or on the way home or whatnot, we understand that. But when you get here to school, we ask that they power it off and put it in their book bag.
Okay.
And that way it's kind of like off and out of sight.
Yeah,
but if it's a watch, it's a plain out watch or, you know, a Fitbit that doesn't have any communication abilities on there, receiving notifications, they still can wear that. And, you know, some things we've been talking to the students about a lot.
Okay. So I know, you know, Bradley, that our administration here has been talking with other schools in our vertical cluster as we have created this new technology expectation. Can you tell us just a little bit more about that?
Yeah, we've been in lineup with Hendricks Middle School.
Okay.
And as you heard me say a minute ago, the off and out of sight is a common phrase that you'll hear in Hendricks.
Okay.
But also here, starting after spring break, because we're going to be having the students with their personal technology, will be turned off and out of sight. Because the main thing we want to do, and I've been working with a lot of the fourth and fifth grade classes. And I go in there and tell them there's two things that we as teachers need to, number one, do. Number one, we want to keep you safe. And that's our first priority, to keep you safe. If we do that, then we can do our second goal, which is to help you learn. And so we want to provide that learning opportunity so that we can help you unlock the potential doors for your future of what you want to become. Because every kid I ask in fourth and fifth grade, when I say, who wants to be successful and do whatever they want to do, they all raise their hand. Nobody disagrees. And so what we tell them is that we want to help any way possible to remove distractions.
Yes.
Got it.
And as you've seen, which is very appropriate now, there's so many stories about different schools doing the same thing we're doing. And
that's what I was going to ask. This is aligned with other schools. It's not just our thing.
Yeah,
got
Congress is actually starting a study to see what effects the phones have on kids in school. Because it's just become a big problem, distraction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They're wonderful tools. And I tell the kids all the time, I'm the technology coach. I love technology.
Yes, right.
But if we don't use it correctly, it can become a big hindrance, as we all know. And I think there's a lot of people, if you're driving now, you're probably shaking your head. You listen to technology, this podcast, which is wonderful. We're learning from it. But with our kids, they don't know sometimes the boundaries, and they don't know where to stop at. And they don't they shouldn't be getting notifications left and right throughout the day. They should be having their brains focused on the learning.
Exactly.
Because the amount of time to refocus after you've been distracted, when I was battling some of these with my kids in school, and I'd read an article that even like the buzz or the notification sound, even if you don't attend to it, that now has you thinking about who sent me the message, what is a notification, and then you've lost what you were doing. You've got to get back into your stream of thinking. So,
well, think about for ourselves as adults how distracting it can be, you know,
with our
sometimes for us. Exactly. Yes. So I can imagine for a child who's just learning the boundaries and the expectations that's, you know, it's more difficult.
And one of our goals here is a cult to care.
Right.
And so I tell the kids, you know, you want to be connected. You want to be accountable, respectful, and engaged. And some of these things go with this. So
all
the engagement part, obviously, are we engaged in the conversation? Are we engaged in the teacher's directions or instruction? And then are we we're connecting? You know, how are you connected if you're constantly looking at your phone and your watch?
Right. You're disengaged at that point.
That's exactly.
Yeah. And we're all guilty of it.
Oh, absolutely.
But we've got to learn to model that, because our world will be so much more successful and peaceful and bright if we're connected and putting some of this stuff down and actually learning from it, but use the technology for the right reasons.
Exactly. And for kids, I mean, that is, it's like you said, Lisa, setting boundaries. And I was in one of the fourth grade classrooms when Bradley shared this initiative with the students, and he did a great job, you know, letting them know that we do care about you, and we're setting these boundaries out of, you know, our love for you
and our love of education and wanting you to have the best.
And everybody in that class, like it was, they were very engaged in the conversation. And weirdly enough, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but if I've ever had to, you know, take away technology from my kids for whatever reasons, punishments or whatnot, they actually come around and are like, it's actually kind of nice, Mom.
It is.
I like not being connected to something all the time. So, you know, we're giving
them. Takes away some anxiety and stress.
If everybody's putting them away, it's not like just one kid's having it taken away or whatnot. They're all on the same playing field. Everybody's technology.
That's right. And it's not a punishment.
No.
I mean, that's.
It's a choice. And, you know,
and I'm
going to
say this. Parents, it's completely fine for your child not to have a cell phone.
Yeah,
it's completely fine for your child not to have a social media account. They don't need that until you feel they're 100% ready. And I understand that you might need it for some communication purposes at some point. So please don't get me wrong. This is just my opinion.
Yeah,
I'm a father of five kids and I get it. But you don't need to put in the pressure of, well, so-and-so has it when the kids come and say that.
Right.
But here we're so fortunate. You know, we couldn't do this without the fundraising that we had from our fun run. And because of that, we bought more Chromebooks. We're going to be buying a few more.
It's amazing.
You know, all second through fifth has it. All kindergarten has it as well. And okay. So they really shouldn't be asking families to bring devices in. It's tough for kindergartners.
Yeah,
our first grade class is pretty good. They're pretty close as well. And we're looking to get some more of those. But, you know, it just, you know, thank you community for that because they can have the stuff. And not only that, they're getting on sites that are approved and safe for them on ClassLink.
Right.
Which if somebody else brings in their own device, mm-hmm. we don't know what comes out on that device.
Oh, okay.
So they may have some downloaded movies or whatever games and stuff.
I never
so
the even kids thought about are doing that.
Yeah. And we're always talking to our teachers. When you're using devices, are you using it for the four C's? You know, communication, okay. collaboration, critical thinking, mm-hmm. and creativity. And are they using that for that areas? And if they are, we're doing good. But if you're just playing games, you know, it's great at certain points, rainy day here and there, but we can use this to help do some awesome things.
And, you know, I guess big picture, when you think about our county's initiative and focus to be safe, connected, and thriving, mm-hmm. this lines up completely. With the goals of Forsyth County Schools.
That's
so I think
exactly
it's a
right.
win-win.
Yeah, that's right.
I do too. It's good stuff, Bradley. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, guys.
All right, let's mark our calendars for some upcoming events.
Let's do it. Get them out. Well, we talked about it. March 25th through the 29th. That's our Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yep, and then on March 27th, we have a Village Italian Spirit Night.
We love those, Heidi.
Yes, we do.
On the 29th is the Duck Dive Deadline.
And then on the 31st will be the Duck Dive Drawing.
Yay! All right, on sale now, everybody. The Kelly Mill Fun with Sun. This is great. The Gwinnett Stripers game versus the Memphis Redbirds, by the way. It's at Cool-Ray Field. There are limited ticket quantities, so you want to make sure you get those first come, first serve. The link is in the Colt Connection.
And then one of the favorites, April 1st through the 5th, will be our spring break.
I'm ready for it. And the 1st through the 30th of April, the month of April, it's Autism Awareness Month. So everybody, we're going to wear blue on Fridays.
I love it. Uh-huh. And then April 8th through the 12th, it's Kelly Mill's time to celebrate assistant principals.
We have amazing assistant principals here to celebrate. I would celebrate them every day
if I could.
April 12th is the 5th grade committee interest meeting for all rising 5th grade parents. So that's going to be at 9 a.m. in the Learning Lounge.
Sounds fantastic. That's a wrap, everybody.
Well, thank you for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed our Kelly Mill Cultcast. If so, please spread the word to our Kelly Mill families. We'd love to hear from you, so please contact us with your thoughts and any questions. And don't forget to submit your mailbag questions. This link is found on our webpage under the Quick Links section called Questions About KME. Finally, please rate our podcast on your platform of choice and leave a review. We'd always greatly appreciate that. And until next time, remember, we are called to care. The care stands for connected, accountable, respectful, and engaged. And most of all, one, two, three,
be the light, be the good.